Blog Talk Radio. Good evening and welcome to Beauty Talk. I'm your host, Janice Tennelt, and tonight we have Allie and Taylor Frankel on the line with us of Nude Sticks. We're also joined by my sister Denise, and I'm going to let her greet you in her own way. And I think I need to take her off of mute, as always.
Okay. She does this all the time. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the show. I'm your co-host, Denise Tennelt, and we're so happy to have the owners of Nude Sticks on the line tonight. So we're going to forego any beauty news and jump right into it.
Great. All right. So welcome to the show, ladies.
Thank you.
It's so nice to have
you
sisters
like
on the line.
Yeah, right? I'm sure you guys also talk at the exact same time. And
of course.
All
yeah.
the time. All the time. So, ladies, tell me a little bit about your background, and then I guess bring us up to how Nude Sticks came about.
Okay, yeah. So this is Taylor. I'm the older sister. I'm actually turning 20 in a few weeks. And yeah. So Nude Sticks was really inspired by the way my sister and I viewed beauty. Wait, let me just actually introduce my sister first before
yes.
I start talking about her.
Please don't forget about me.
I'm Allie.
Hi.
And I'm 17. And, yeah, so Nude Sticks, like Taylor was saying, was inspired by the way my sister and I view beauty and how, you know, there was nothing really in the industry that we were relating to and that we felt was out there for us.
Yeah, we thought that, you know, the beauty industry did such a great job at celebrating, you know, more is more makeup and makeup artistry. And they also celebrated skincare. But there was nothing
right.
really in between that said, it's okay to wear less is more makeup.
And look like yourself.
Yeah, and look like yourself. And you know, love, you know, your imperfections and embrace that. And then embrace that. For us, you know, we didn't really aspire for a perfection and flawless. We just wanted to look like ourselves, but a little bit better.
And feel confident and beautiful in our own skin at the same time.
Yeah, so pretty much it was those observations and that kind of white space that we found in the beauty industry that wasn't talking to, we call her the modern day woman. So it's not necessarily about age. It's really just about lifestyle.
So it's that, you know, working mom, if you have kids, if you're a student, if you have to, you know, wake up a half an hour earlier to catch the bus in the morning, you're doing your makeup in the car like everyone is. So just for that everyday woman who needs that fast, easy, effortless makeup that's going to get them out the door in the morning, and that's going
right.
to, you know, make them feel confident and beautiful in their own skin.
Well, I'm glad you all brought that up because I was thinking just earlier today, you know, I tried the sticks yesterday and I really love them. And I was just thinking earlier today, I thought, wow, you could package up your whole face with just, you know, I don't know, 5 or 6 different ones and just maybe throw them all in your purse at one time. So, I mean, you can really travel easily with them, whether you're flying or whether you're just, you know, just every day in your purse. You can just throw the sticks in there and you're done. You've got your whole face in a matter of, you know, a few nude sticks.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the beauty about nude sticks, too, because I was my sister and I were not makeup artists. And we also were very practical. So we didn't like clutter. You know, we carry around like little purses with our phone, maybe our wallet, and then we'd carry maybe around a lipstick with us. So for us, we just wanted something that we could travel with that was easy, that was compact, and that also made sense for every day, because the everyday girl, you know, she doesn't want, you know,
clutter
and oversized compact
and
brushes.
And the stress of, you know, figuring out which brushes for which part of the face. And what's so amazing about nude sticks is you could actually fit in one tin 6 pencils.
Yeah, so like
that's,
you said.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I was wondering about that, because when I started, you know, unboxing everything, a couple in one, and I love the fact that each one has a sharpener.
Oh, yeah, that's key. We actually thought it out very strategically. We were like, you know,
how many we always lose?
Yeah. We always lose our sharpener, so every tin must come with a sharpener, or every pencil. And then when you open the tin, you also have a mirror inside. So you
the lid.
Yeah, in the lid. So you always have your mirror as well. So, like, even, like, little details like that, we really put a lot of thought into, because we're thinking, okay, what would the everyday girl, the girl who's like us, what would she want, you
and
know?
And really appreciate when it comes to, you know, getting out the door in the morning.
Right. Well, you know, before we go into detail about the product, as you were speaking a few minutes ago, I believe it was Taylor, I was thinking about the singer Alicia Keys and how she's now not wearing makeup, just embracing her natural self, flaws and everything.
Yeah.
And I remember early on in her career, she talked a lot about her skin, and she was using I'm going blank with the name of the skincare product. You know, they do an infomercial about it. I can't think of it right now, but anyway, she talked a lot about using that product in her skin, and you know, she always used makeup artists.
Oh, Proactive?
For years.
Proactive, yes.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And she used makeup artists for years, and so now all of a sudden she's, you know, embracing her natural skin, which I think is a very beautiful thing.
Yes.
And so as you were speaking earlier, it just reminded me of that. How important do you?
Sorry, you cut out for a sec. Go ahead.
Can you hear me? Okay, I was just saying,
yeah,
how important do you think? Well, how important is it to you guys, and do you think it should be something that we all embrace, you know, our natural selves, and how, do you think that's important when it comes to beauty, just being able to do that, less makeup, and focused on other things besides the makeup?
Yeah, so this is Taylor. So I love what Alicia Keys is doing with her whole, you know, also when you don't wear a lot of makeup, it actually lets your pores breathe. It's really great for your skin. But what I love, you know, about nude sticks is that we believe is that you don't need to wear a full face of makeup or a mask of makeup to feel beautiful, because you are beautiful. Your uniqueness is what makes you perfect. And so what we say with, you know, our products is that you don't need a lot. We say that less is more, and just use a little bit to accentuate your finest.
In strategic places.
Yeah, in strategic places to accentuate your finest features, and that's all you need. And for us, we, you know, yes, we're always into that. Like on a day, maybe on a, you know, on a weekend, we probably won't wear makeup, but for every day, like I know that my must have is concealer, mascara, and brow. Those are like the three things that I never leave home without, because for me, those are the ultimate no-makeup products to make me feel confident and beautiful, but still look like myself. And I know that for me, the minute I stop looking like myself is when I actually start feeling less confident. So And I guess it all depends on the girl as well. I know that, you know, some girls feel like in order to feel more confident, they need to wear more. And it's almost like slowly they need to start, once they start wearing less and less, that's when they start feeling more and more confident about themselves. So, yeah, I hope that kind of answered your question.
Yes, it did. And okay. I understand that you ladies co-founded the company with your mom. How did that come about?
Yeah, so, Allie, you want to?
Yeah, sure. It's Allie, and our mom is a chemical engineer, and she has been in the beauty industry for over 20 years. She first started out right out of university working for MAC Cosmetics, formulating products, and then created co-created another beauty brand called Cover FX. And then after, you know, 12 years, she started that when we were in diapers, and then 12 years later, she stepped down and wanted to take an Eat, Pray, Love break. And during that break, her love was just my sister and I, because she wanted to focus on being a full-time mom, spend time with us, because she was always traveling, and it's hard to balance, you know, work and family. So during her break, she, you know, that's when she started noticing how we viewed beauty and how much different that was than how she started growing up, you know, viewing beauty. She says she comes from the Sex and the City beauty generation, more is more makeup, waking up super early to do your makeup and hair. And we come from, like, the less is more generation. We're like, no, mom, we'd rather sleep in an extra 10 minutes or scroll Instagram than do our hair and makeup. So it was kind of like her getting to know us on this deeper level. And since we've all always been surrounded by the beauty industry, that's what a lot of our conversations revolved around. Yeah, so it was, this is Taylor, sorry. Yeah, so it was really, you know, our mom who observed my sister and I. And through those observations is how she came, you know, came to the conclusion that there was no beauty brand out there that was relating to this new generation of beauties, this new generation of beauties who just wanted to look like themselves and wanted less is more. And, you know, who's that everyday girl who's, she's not a makeup artist and she's, you know, the student, she's a working girl, she's a mom. And it wasn't just, you know, where we're from in Toronto. It's, you know, if you walk the streets in New York, in LA, in Singapore, in London, in Australia, in Sydney, you'd notice that that girl on walking on the sidewalk, she's probably not wearing a full face of makeup. So, yeah, and that's really how New Six came to be. And it was actually on a plane coming back from a family vacation where she says, guys, like, it was just a weekend, we were talking a lot about beauty. And she's like, okay, guys, this is what I've noticed this past year, and, you know, we have to do this. This makes sense.
Yeah, and all of us right away were like, yes, we have to do this. So that was, so that was about 2.5 years ago.
Okay. Now, let me ask you, what are you ladies' roles with the company? Do you play a particular role each with the brand?
Yeah, so this is Taylor. So, If we're, my mom actually calls us the CIOs, so the Chief Inspiration Officers. So pretty
I
much
love
that
it.
Entails. Yeah, so she pretty, my sister and I, our roles are really to inspire everything within New Six, from product development to content to pretty much
campaigns.
Obviously campaigns, as my sister and I are the faces of the brand. So pretty much that, we really inspire the feel of the brand. And for example, even when a product before product launches, or even
a new shade
to a new name, my sister and I are always there and kind of have that final say whether or not we want to launch it. And then my role every day, this is Taylor still, and pretty much I actually took the year off school, so it technically would have been my second year. But what I decided to do is take the year off and work full-time with Nude Sticks. And I pretty much work in marketing. So from content creation to, which now is obviously, you know, the social media account, creative content, just organizing, you know, all of our social
And then also I travel a lot to pretty much I have pretty much to be the brand ambassador and have events like meet and greets and, you know, inspire the beauty advisors at Sephora. And so I did a lot of traveling this year. So that's pretty much my role. And this is Allie. And I am going to my final year of high school. So I'm not able to, you know, take the year off and work full time. However, I do, you know, travel as much as I can with my sister and, you know, we like to do press together and inspire and educate the cast members, do events as much as possible and also take care of, like, the Twitter account for social media. And, yeah, so kind of I guess we have our feet in a little bit of everything for the most part.
Our hands,
our feet. We're in a little bit of everything.
So let me ask you ladies, how do you feel, because I listened to you all talk about your social media and your whole approach to your brand, and I hear you talk about less makeup. What do you think about what you're seeing on social media? Because that's been a big issue amongst makeup artists, I guess, you know, with a lot of the, you know, really big brows and just caked on makeup. And then, you know, you had that whole strobing thing and the whole, you know, baking thing and all of this stuff with all of this makeup. What are you all thinking about, or do you even think about that?
Yeah, so obviously, you know, it's just something that it's there. And I don't know, you know, how long it's going to be here for, but we pretty much accepted the fact that there is going to be that girl who wants to wear that type of makeup and who loves that type of makeup. That's your makeup art. That's your more is more makeup. You know, that girl who, you know, wants to spend over 20 minutes on her makeup in the morning. And but, you know, for us, we just, you know, we knew that there was something like that for that girl. We knew that there was a brands out there and products out there for that type of girl, but there was really nothing out there for that girl who just didn't want to wear a full face and didn't want to wear nothing She just wanted to wear a little bit to feel confident and comfortable in her own skin. So, I mean, yes, you know, you're going to see that. And obviously it's all over social media. But we just have to keep in mind, you know, who's like the girl who's buying Nudestix, she's not a makeup artist. And, you know, she's your everyday girl who's maybe she's a minimalist. Maybe she's just into, like, you know, I actually call myself the lazy girl. So I say maybe she's a lazy girl like me who rather sleep in an extra 10 minutes in the morning than do her makeup for an extra 10 minutes. So, yeah, I mean, I think that there's just, you know, there's a place for everyone. You know, in the industry, and there's so much out there. So it's just about, you know, finding what you're into and what you're comfortable with.
And I know it's the line isn't necessarily for any one particular age, but I do think it's great for young girls, you know, younger women who may be, you know, just starting out with, you know, experimenting with makeup. You know, if you're a teenager, and I just think it's perfect. So that's why I think, you know, Allie can target the girls in school.
Yes.
And then, you know, so I just think it's just a great option for younger women.
Oh,
I
no.
Think.
Oh, 100%. When I'm in store, I actually have mothers and daughters walk into a Sephora, and they'll be like, okay, my daughter's just starting off with makeup. Please don't, like, show her. You know, I don't want her wearing a lot. Just please just show her like a little bit. And, you know, I just want her to look very natural. And I'm like, okay, don't worry. I got you.
Mm-hmm.
And so like I'll put like a dab of lip, maybe a little bit of mascara, maybe a little bit on the cheek, a little bit of highlighter. And then the mom looks at me and she's like, thank you.
But then the daughter still thinks she's wearing makeup and still thinks that she looks amazing. So it's kind of like the best of both worlds.
Yeah, but yeah,
exactly.
Like you said, that girl who's just starting off with makeup who doesn't know which brush is for which part of the face which, you know, is like me sometimes as well. Like my both my sister and I were not makeup artists. So, yeah, and for the girls just starting off, makeup could be very overwhelming and stressful. So we're like,
right.
Okay, we're going to take all the complexities out of makeup and make it super simple for you.
Right. So whenever I see photos of the two of you, it just all, I mean, the makeup is always pretty, it's always soft, and it always looks like your natural selves, but just enhanced.
Exactly, yeah.
And I think that's exactly what makeup should be. I mean, especially when you're wearing it every day.
Exactly. No, that we 100% agree. We're, yeah.
You don't have to tell us on that. We're already told.
Yeah. That's definitely, you know, the way we try to talk about beauty, you know, even to our followers and, you know, to the girl, you know, to the Nude Six girl, is that you don't have to feel like you have to wear a mask of makeup. Sometimes actually less is more flattering. And even for someone who's maybe a little bit older, it's actually you look a lot more youthful when you end up wearing just a little bit less makeup.
And even as skin starts to age as well, a lot of powders are unflattering on skin because it falls into the creases. So a lot of our products have a creamy consistency, which is very nice on older skin as well.
And that's what I loved about it, because even with your intense matte lip,
yes,
you know, when you look at it, it looks matte. When you have it on your lips, it looks like a matte lipstick. But when you put it on, it goes on nice and smooth like a cream, and your lips aren't dry. And that's the problem that I have with some matte lipsticks. It dries your lips out.
That product actually took us over a year to formulate because we don't want it to be drying. We don't want it to be, you know, but we still want it to be matte. So we had to kind of find that perfect balance.
Right. Yeah, it's really nice. I thought all of the products, you know, kind of went on a little smooth. Like your eyeshadow kind of just glided over the eye. That was really nice.
Mm-hmm.
It's long lasting. I mean, normally sometimes my creases may get a little oily.
Yeah.
Not my creases, but my lids may get a little oily. And I happen to look in the mirror, you know, maybe like 8 or 9 hours after applying the eyeshadow,
and
it's still
there.
On.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Same intensity of color.
Yeah, and it gives you that like super pigment, like very pigmented color. And I forgot to mention that like nude and Nude Six, by the way, like we nude and Nude Six is because everything's a shade of neutral. So and then nude for us is also about going nude. So it's almost being a little bit vulnerable because you're not covering up with a full face. You're almost, you want to let your skin shine through. You know, if you have freckles, show your freckles. And then Six is obviously everything's in a pencil. And obviously that was because practicality, it's easy, it's fast. And then I didn't mention before, but we actually created a tin because Allie is very eco-friendly. She's, you know, she wants to save the planet. She wants to save the trees. And so she said, why do you have to keep throwing so much packaging away? Why can't we just reuse it? And so we did that. We said we don't want to throw out any outer packaging. So the tin is your final package, and you reuse it, and it's like your new makeup bag. So, yeah, I just wanted to add that in.
And then when you continue to buy more and more Nude Six products, you can just use those tins for different things as well. Because if you can put like at least 3 in one tin, I mean, that eliminates the need to use them all for Nude Six. You could use it for other stuff.
Exactly. No,
I use ours for, you know, feminine hygiene products to take them to the bathroom.
That's right.
It actually comes very handy, to be honest. Even
hair elastic.
Yeah, hair elastic.
Different makeup looks.
Yeah.
Yep. And if you're a makeup artist and you like to kind of condense a lot of your stuff, you can put your lash glues in one. Lip balm tubes in one, mascaras in one, all kinds of stuff.
The possibilities are endless, and that's, I think, one of the great things. Actually, people will message us on social media and they'll say, is it possible just to buy the tin?
Well, I'm just, sorry, we can't do that. You just to buy the whole thing. But yeah, no, it's that. Or some people will be like, oh, can I just buy the pencil? So it's
like you got this, like the person who just wants the tin and the person who just wants the pencil to team up and then split it.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
Right.
But you'd be crazy not to want the tin with, I mean, the whole, I mean, the mirror, the sharpener. I mean,
yeah,
I'm
exactly.
Already
it's
trying
the
to
whole experience. Yeah.
I'm already trying
absolutely.
To plan what I'm going to do with the extra sharpeners. Like,
right?
Put one here, and I
trust
can keep
me,
one
you'll
here.
You'll most likely lose one, and then you'll be
I'm sure.
Like
oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm going to, you know, I'm going to kind of put them all over the place so that I know
yeah.
I'll always have one.
One in your car, one in your purse.
Yes.
One in,
yes.
Yeah. You're
exactly.
Everywhere. Yeah. But,
so,
yeah, sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, you ladies are young. How does it feel being business owners and entrepreneurs? What does that feel like at such a young age? Did you ever think that you would be, you know, owning your own cosmetic brand at 17 and 19?
No, I don't think we ever saw this coming. This definitely was a surprise to us as well. And this is Allie, by the way. And, yeah, it's kind of a weird feeling, you know, most of the time when, you know, we're keeping busy, we're either working or I'm at school or we're just doing your everyday, you know, to-dos. I find that it's hard to really think about it that way, that we're 17 and 19 and we have our own mm-hmm. and we co-founded a business. It's just
mm-hmm.
kind of like, even if I like paused and thought about it that way, I'm even still a little overwhelmed with the fact. But it just,
mm-hmm.
you know, when you're doing your, like, daily tasks, it just, I guess, doesn't seem as glamorous.
Yeah. And it's funny that
mm-hmm.
that I like the word glamorous because everyone will be like, oh, my God, you're living the life. Like, you have, like, and I'm not to say that, you know, it's not amazing because we take every opportunity, you know.
We're so
grateful.
And
we're so grateful for every opportunity. And we really, you know, try to soak in as much as possible. But it's hard, like, even
hard work.
It's hard work. You don't, like, you're just working all the time, especially as a family business.
You take it home with you. There's no
yeah,
stopping it.
There's no stopping. We're always together. You know, all the little stresses that you may have at work, you know, you come home and then you also discuss it. And even traveling, you know, every other week could be very exhausting. So, I don't know. It's, I couldn't imagine myself doing anything else. But
mm-hmm.
there's obviously, you know,
there's the ups and downs,
yeah, but
like everything.
Yeah, but it's an amazing experience. And like Allie said, I think that we haven't really kind of sat down and
soaked it in.
But it is pretty surreal.
Wow. Nice.
Yeah.
I think one of the things I think I really love about it, it has nothing to do with makeup, but the fact that you all are sisters, and then also that, you know, you're working along with your mom, you know, it's a family business.
Yeah.
I really love that.
Thank you. Yeah, our mom really, honestly,
she's
the most amazing woman. She inspires us every day. She teaches, like, you know, we've learned so much these past two
mm-hmm.
years, you know, how to be, you know, businesswoman, how to conduct ourselves, you know,
in a professional way at such a young age and be able to, you know, talk to people who have been in the industry for so much longer than we have.
Yeah, and them actually want to listen to us and listen to what we have to say. And I don't know, we're just, you know, so grateful. And the fact that we all get along so well also while working is also a
yeah.
blessing because I'm sure, you know, you maybe get the same thing. Like, how's it like working with your sister? Like, would you ever be able to actually, like, I could never picture myself working with my mom or my sister. Like, I think we'd end up killing each other. So it's nice that we actually all get along and it works out well.
That's really good.
Yeah.
Is there anything or any product idea that you may have had when you were creating this and as you and you didn't incorporate in the brand that you would like to?
Yes, actually, one of our first
for our first launch,
we had testers of nail polish nail polish and a pen. And we had a full color collection, like all nudes, like beautiful neutral shades. It was almost like a click pen, and then the polish would come out through a brush tip. But what ended up happening is that the
component couldn't hold the product properly.
Yeah.
So we never ended up launching it. Obviously, you know, it's still at the back of our minds. We hope eventually it'll get out there because it's so cool. But, you know, I feel like that's going to take a little while longer to formulate properly.
Like, just goes to show that whenever we launch something, like it's something that we absolutely love and that we...
Absolutely works.
Yeah. And that we would wear every day.
Nice.
Gotcha.
Well, let's talk about the products a little bit, because one of my favorites would be the eyebrow stylus pencil.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Love, love, love. And I love the little gel on the other end. I feel like you can always create the perfect brow with this. Like there's mistakes.
No mistakes. And it's funny because even like some will come, I'll show them the brow stylus. I'm like, no, like I can't do my brows. Like I never do my brows. I'm like, trust me, you can
like,
do
let
this.
Us show you.
So I'll do one side and I'll let them do the other. And they'll be like, wow, this style was easy. And I'm like,
yes. With the slanted tip, it's really easy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
And I also think the way we teach brows is just about, you know, filling in those areas that, that you want, like those sparse areas, maybe lining the bottom a bit, but just you know, following really your natural shape and brushing your brow hairs upwards so it's like flattering.
Right.
But we're not, you know, recreating your brow structure, which I find a lot of people assume is what you do.
Yeah. Unless you really don't have a brow. Like I still, you know, sometimes people just really just don't have a lot of brow hair. So even then, I'll show them the proper way to create a brow without looking like they're just have like that
straight.
I call it an Instagram brow.
Yeah.
But really just almost, I call it feathering. So you're almost feathering
mm-hmm.
your brow and with light, short hair like strokes. And then almost just shading, like going back and forth. And almost just coloring in slash shading your brow very lightly. And it almost just looks like a shadow. So it's like, you have the brow, but it doesn't look like it's super intense, like you're color blocking, if that makes sense.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah, and then the great thing about the gel and the spoolie is that it almost blends the product, the pencil, into the brow hair, so it looks very natural.
If you made any, like, harsh lines or anything, it makes it really easy to brush out.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, in another way, the way I used it when I used it, I used the brow portion and brushed my brows with the gel first so that I could lock them in place. And then, you know, the pencil side, I just, you know, like I said, little, just kind of lined along the bottom and just filled in where necessary.
Sometimes I do that too. Honestly, like
it's so versatile.
Sometimes I'll start with the spoolie. I'll take off the gel. I'll just brush my brow hairs in place to see where I need to fill in. And then I'll go back in with the pencil and then set it with the brow gel again.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's
very versatile. And that's why we're like, we always tell people this is how we love to use our brow stylus. But obviously, you know, everyone has their own way and everyone has a different brow. So it's really just dependent on, you know, your brow shape and how you love to use it.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's talk about your eyeshadows.
Yes. And I'm pretty sure the ones that you're mentioning were the magnetic eye colors.
We also have another one, which is our luminous eyeshadow, which is more of a sheer coverage. It doesn't have as much pigment. It's really beautiful. So you're looking for that no makeup eyeshadow. You see your skin through it. So it's just giving you that really nice, just little bit of extra like color without really adding too much pigment. And then we have our magnetics, which are the ones I think you've tried. And they're waterproof, 24-hour wear, crease-proof, amazing for oily skin. and mm-hmm. they have a little bit more pigment, and they stay on all day. It's amazing.
Yeah, and what's great about them is that they give you enough playtime, because if you find that even with a lot of waterproof pencils or eye pencils, that you draw them on your lid, and then you can't blend them because they set right away. Whereas with these, they have enough creaminess so that you could really blend them out. You could sheer it out. You could line. You could smoke. You could really anything. And then you have about 45 seconds to play around with the product with your fingers or with a brush, and then it's set. So it still has that play time.
So let me ask you about the sheer eye color. Now, I'm looking at a photo now. Is that a blending tip on the other end of the pencil?
Yes, it's like a sponge. So it's like a mini sponge.
Gotcha.
And it's great to really get into those little areas. For example, with the lighter shades, if you like to highlight, like if you want to get into the inner tear duct or right underneath the brow.
Or even right at your lash line.
Yeah, or right at the lash line, or maybe the bow of the lip. It's really easy to get into those little strategic areas with the sponge and then blend it out that way.
Gotcha. Really nice. Mm-hmm. Really nice. Okay, so you have a cream lip and cheek and an intense matte lip and cheek.
Yes. So our lip and cheek, the cream one, is our actual first lip formulation that we launched with. And it's a beautiful, beautiful texture. It's a 4-in-1. So it's your lip color, it's your lip liner because you have the precision of a pencil, and mm-hmm. it's your lip balm and because it has shea butter and vitamin E, and then it's also your cheek color. So again, like multi-purpose products, like easy.
Half your face in one pencil.
Yeah, exactly. And it's great because it gives you, it's not super creamy, but it's not super matte. It almost gives you a satin finish to the lip. Almost like your lips, but better. And then our intense matte lip is your super matte, 6-hour wearing, intense color.
Kiss proof,
transfer proof. And it gives you,
I'm like
to talk.
I'm like sign languaging her. and we also actually have a third lip product as well, which is our gel colors.
Yes.
I don't know if you've seen them. Basically,
yes,
think gel nails on your lips. So they're really, really innovative. It's kind of like a cushion on your lips. It's not your average lip gloss. It's not sticky. It's not too shiny. It's super moisturizing and comfortable. It's actually made with 30% plant oils. And it gives you that amazing, beautiful shine. And it's really perfect, especially for the summer, taking especially those berries into a summer shine.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, they almost give you, like, that runway dewy effect on the lips. It's almost like a wet look. It's not super glossy, almost like that 90s gloss that was, like, super, super shiny. It's almost like a wet dewy look that's a little bit more modern. And then once you put it on the cheeks, it gives you that almost very, like, dewy, kind of very fresh glow to the skin.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about your concealer pencils? Well, let's talk about your concealer pencils and your sculpting pencils together. And the reason I say that is because I think the sculpting pencil that I have was the medium deep. But I found that the deep was not deep enough for me.
Yeah.
But I've noticed that the range in your concealer pencils go just a little darker than the deep of the sculpting pencil.
Yeah. So you probably got – so we actually launched two new sculpting shades that maybe you didn't receive. So the medium deep is actually one of the first sculpting pencils we launched with. And that was – what happened was we launched our sculpting pencils because Sephora – the beauty advisors were using our concealer pencils for sculpting. So we said, so let's create a double-ended pencil to make it super easy for that girl who maybe doesn't want a big palette or doesn't want to use brushes. It's dual-ended. It's easy. And then we thought it was going to be just a trend.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a trend. It's here to stay. So we created two more sculpting pencils, one that's a lighter than the original lighter one that we had and cooler undertones. And then we also have a deeper one that goes all the way to the deepest concealer shade, but actually a little bit more of a cooler undertone as well. So
gotcha.
We do have it. But yeah, what you could actually do is use our deep concealer pencil as your contour if you don't find that the
gotcha.
Shades within the sculpting pencil fit your skin tone.
Because it is the exact same formula since they were using our concealer pencils for highlighting and sculpting.
Gotcha.
And contouring. And yeah, so it's such an amazing formula. It blends like second skin. It's dermatology tested. And it got
mm-hmm.
a zero, which is what water scores. So it doesn't matter whatever, you know, skin ailments you have. It won't affect anything. It feels so amazing and lightweight on the skin, which is what everyone wants. No one wants to feel like they have a
right.
happy face and a bond. It's the
right.
worst.
Yeah. So, yeah, and we call it almost your spot foundation because it's really to in those areas that you want a little bit of an extra coverage. For me, I love to wear it underneath my eyes because, you know, I think I have under eye circles, but everyone thinks they have their own thing. You know, around my nose area because I tend to have a little bit of a redness there. And then obviously you could use it if any, you know, discoloration, redness, acne. So it's really great. Gives you really high coverage in those specific areas.
Cool. And so you do have a mascara, but right now you just have black mascara?
Yes. So we have a glossy black mascara. It's actually, we created one shade because we felt that the glossy black, it's flattering on everyone. It's universal.
Mm-hmm.
For us, we wouldn't really consider buying
a brown
mascara just because we love the look of kind of those intense black lashes.
Gotcha.
But what our mascara is actually
a treatment.
So it has biopeptides in it that actually grow, thicken, and lengthen your lashes. And it's a water-based mascara, so it's not waterproof.
You
can
wear it
mm-hmm.
over falsies or if you have extensions. Since it is washable, it won't pull out any lashes. And
nice.
But it's also, you know, water-resistant, so if you do get, you know, splashed in the face with water, it's not going to leak down your face.
Yeah, and it's great because it hydrates your natural lash, so it's really great for those girls who love their natural lashes and, you know, don't want the clumping or the fallout
right.
or at the end of the night, you know, they're taking off their mascara and they have to see two lashes fall out and they're like, no. So it's really that very natural mascara. It's ophthalmologist tested and hypoallergenic if you have any sensitive eyes or if you wear contact.
Now, there's one last product that I want to ask you about. Because I know sometimes it's a little difficult when you use different textures of products on top of other textures. So explain the whole concept to us with your skin glossing pencil, because I think it's a neat product.
Okay, so our skin glossing pencil it's almost like a gel texture.
Mm-hmm.
What it does, it really gives you, it's really to pinpoint in those specific areas to create that dewy, glossy effect. So pretty much what we said, we love that those looks, if you saw on the runways or any editorials, you know, you see like the glossy lids or the glossy skin or the glossy cheeks. So we're like, okay, we want to take that trend from the runways and be able to bring it to the sidewalks. So our skin glossing pencil gives you that almost dewy finish. You could see skin through.
It's not sticky.
It really, or greasy, actually, yes. It's not sticky or greasy. And it just gives you that very natural kind of dewiness and reflects light really beautifully. If you love, we actually call it a nude highlighter. So if you don't want that shimmer, but you still want to give that illusion of the highlight, it's great for that as well. And you could also transform, so you could wear it over any eyeshadow to create that glossy lip look. I also like putting it actually on my lips to create a glossy lip. So really anywhere you want a skin gloss.
Nice. So what advice would you all give to young girls or young women who were interested in starting their own brand?
So I would say that find something that you're passionate about. You know, be prepared to work very long hours. Because and that's why passion is very important, because when you're passionate about it, it keeps you going and it doesn't feel like work. But I would say, you know, create something or find something that you feel doesn't exist or is a necessity to you that you feel isn't out there.
Find your niche, definitely.
Right.
Because there is so much out there, so you just have to find that, you know, white space that you fit into, that you're like, everybody needs this, you know, it's not just me.
Yeah, and I would also say,
patience.
Yeah, patience is definitely key. And use your resources, like use, especially as a startup, I know it's really hard. The one thing people say, well, where am I going to get the resources? Where am I going to get the money? Where am I going to, and it is really difficult. So especially with nowadays with social media, use your social media, use your networking, use your friends, use your family, and really, you know, if you have this amazing product or idea or service, you know, have them really support you and get behind you to really help you, you know, spread the word and word of mouth. So, yeah, and don't be afraid to put yourself out there, and don't be afraid to fail, because once you're afraid to fail, then I feel like, you know,
you're too hesitant,
and then when you fail is actually one of the best things, because you just pick yourself right up afterwards,
and
then you learn from it. So, yeah.
Nice. Well, ladies, I'd like to ask each of you, as we come to a close, what is beauty to you?
Beauty to me is being able to be myself, which is quirky, and just not taking myself too seriously.
Beauty to me is, you know, feeling confident and beautiful in your own skin, and just, you know, it's holistic. It's about where your mind is at, where your skin is at, even where how you feel as a person.
Yeah, just a holistic approach to beauty. It's not necessarily just, you know, it's not your outward beauty. It's your inner beauty. It's, you know, it's mental, it's physical. It's, you know, how you approach life. It's, you know, your family, it's your friends. So keep that in mind. And, you know, obviously as co-founders of beauty, we love beauty, but we also try, you know,
to create a balance.
Nice. Now, Who responded first? I'm trying to see.
Sorry, that was Taylor.
Taylor was quirky. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Okay, I just wanted to get that straight there. Very nice. I totally agree. Totally agree 100% with you ladies' responses to that.
Thank you.
Absolutely. So tell everyone where they can find you on social media.
Yes, so you can find us at Nudesticks on Instagram, Twitter,
Snapchat, Nudestix, and in stores we're at Sephora.
Yep, we're at Sephora, so in the U.S., and
Bluemercury, Urban Outfitters, to name a few.
Yeah, so.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So are you at all Sephoras across the country?
No, we're not at all Sephora's. I would say we're in about 56 stores right now.
Okay.
Our biggest markets are New York, LA, or California, Houston, Miami, Chicago, Boston, Washington. Am I blanking out?
Some of the major cities.
Yeah, most of the major doors are the bigger doors.
Gotcha.
Okay. Nice. Well, looking forward to checking out more of you all and actually using.
Thank you.
Getting to use them on a consistent basis. I think it's a great concept. I love the products.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
And thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for joining us. Have a great night.
Okay, thanks, guys. Bye. Good night.
Okay,
right. Bye-bye.
thank you guys for tuning in and hanging out with us tonight. And as always, we'll be back next week with another inspiring guest. You can follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, Facebook. Individually, you can follow us under our names, Janice Tunnell and Janice Tunnell, and that's J-A-N-I-C-E-T-U-N-N-E-L-L. And then Beauty Talk, we're Beauty Talk Online on Facebook. We are Beauty _ Talk on Twitter, and we're Beauty _ Talk _ Media on Instagram.
And we're also individually.
But there's no, and we're on Snapchat for Beauty Talk, but there's no Snapchat for Beauty Talk. I'm sorry.
You mean
we're on Periscope.
Just
Beauty Talk, but there's no Beauty Talk on Snapchat. So,
yeah. Well, now that Twitter has stories now, I think we could just use Twitter. I mean, I'm sorry, Instagram. We're confusing
Instagram,
all these social medias. Good Lord, I wish we
could just get to
having just one social media that does everything.
Right, exactly. Exactly. But with that being said, have a great night, everyone, and have a beautiful and blessed week. Good night, everybody.
Good night.